Hi, this is Aaron Jones, magician, coming to you with another magic boo from Shikoku in Japan. And today I wanted to talk about tips for rope magic. This is especially if you are getting into rope magic or have never done any rope magic, some tips that might help you out. First, selection of rope. Make sure you use a nice rope. Magic dealers sell rope. You can find some other kinds of rope in a hardware store. But make sure you use nice rope. I like to use the more expensive rope because it looks good on stage. Pick a color that suits your style and your theme. I usually use white rope, and that's the most common. And so that if you're using rope, make sure you do wash your hands before you perform or you rehearse, because white, especially white rope, will pick up the dirt from your fingers very easily and oil. So make sure your hands are clean. That goes for whenever you're handling your props. Also, you want the rope to be soft, so it's easy to cut and looks good on stage. It hangs nice depending on what kind of routine you're doing. And what I learned, some of the rope that you get has a core inside, and you want to remove this core. Now, not all rope has this, but a lot of rope does. And when I was young learning magic, Tony Ng taught me this. Inside the middle, there's a core. Take that core, so you work it out from the end of the rope, and then you kind of pull it out a little bit, and then you work the rope down until the core is out. And then what you get is a nice, soft piece of rope that's easy to cut and looks good and easy to display. And make sure, too, that if you're using rope and you're using a rope that you're going to do for routines, not other than cut and restored rope, but say a ring and rope or something like Professor's Nightmare, you don't want the ends to fray. And there's a few ways to deal with this. One way is easy way is to take some electrical tape, either black, white, red, whatever color you want. You wrap it around a little bit below the end, very, very tight. And then in the middle of the electric tape, you snip it. That way you snip half off and you have a nice end. Another way that I do, that I use for my rope for Professor's Nightmares or Ring and Rope or other routines where the rope isn't cut during the routine, that I keep it, I get a little bit of white glue and I massage it into the ends. And what that does, and let it dry for a few hours, and it gives you a nice end that doesn't fray. Now, when you're doing cut and restored rope, the ends of the rope will also be a little bit frayed. It just naturally happens over time. So before you go out and perform, snip those ends off so they're nice and clean, so that when you do the rope, you don't have any frayed ends. That's good. And also with scissors, make sure you use some good pair of scissors that can cut the rope with one chop. And be very, very careful, because magicians cut themselves often, more often than you think. I've cut myself when I was about 15. I had an audience member cut the rope, and he cut the rope and cut through my finger, and there was lots of blood. You know, a few years ago, maybe it was 10 years ago, David Copperfield cut his finger, and I know many other magicians who have. So be very careful. You get into automatic pilot when you're performing, and you don't pay attention. You're looking at the audience, and you can easily cut yourself, so be very careful. Rope magic is great magic, and it's something that you don't need a lot of props for, and if you have a problem, you can easily go get it from a lot of stores, but it's very good. So these are a few tips about using rope magic. If you have any tips or suggestions about using rope, please let me know. You can comment here in the website at aaronjones.com, or on Audioboo if you're there at my Audioboo site, or on Facebook, and my Facebook page is Aaron Jones Magic, or if you are on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic as well. And if you have any tips, yeah, let me know. Or if you have any other topics or things you want to hear me talk about on the Magic Audioboo, please let me know. I love to hear your ideas, and I love to get feedback. Until next time, have a great one. Goodbye.